You're not ready? I mean,
I said, I don't know.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. You know, I've been thinking and like jacking around and not doing shit on Twitch or YouTube, so I'm like, why not try podcasting? Because that's my obsession of the month. I got Peyton here. Peyton, say hi.
Sup?
Peyton's connection's going out, and he couldn't make it here, so he's recording at home, man. Fuck, my Google Chrome window just disappeared. One second. Okay, so Peyton, how you been this week?
That's great.
The doc, how you been?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I'm just tired.
You haven't had
sleep.
Like everything go wrong. Like you didn't lose your main.
Well,
display.
That's true. But
you
still.
Didn't have to change the oil in your car, only to find that the car wouldn't start, so you had to get a new battery. Like. We changed the oil, and I was sitting there, and
I mean,
my dad's like, what's the mileage? Because he was writing it down in the book, and I'm like, I'm going to forget. So I leave the car, you know, just on, the battery on, so I can look at the mileage, and then it, like, it says error in the mileage, and then I turn it off because I flip out, and then I turn it back on, and it won't start.
Nice.
And then come to find out, my battery was, like, 5 years old, so, you know. I went to
that, does, that shouldn't matter.
I mean, that's actually a good lifetime. It was kind of a crappy battery. I have a Duracell in there now. You know, Duracell
Okay. Makes
the good batteries. It was $104 at Sam's for like the.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah, the battery and the replacement.
Mean, well, it all depends.
Well, 5 years. Depends. That's like $20 a year. $20, and I maybe 75 cents. I don't want to do that math, but that's not bad to have AC for that long.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah.
Not bad. So I guess we'll just go ahead and get into this, unless you have any funny stories to tell.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's just get this over with. I found a new trend on YouTube. I think it's old, the no-fap trend. Have you heard of that, Peyton?
No, I have not.
Okay, so let me just explain. I think it's interesting because, like, it's just a funny thing. So NoFap is basically you stop watching porn and masturbating. Like, and it's a huge movement. And there's these guys saying, like, it will change your life. You will become a millionaire if you don't masturbate. I just think it's the funniest thing ever.
What?
It's look it up. I mean, there's, like, a TED Talks. It's a pastor, and, like, he seems genuine. Like, he's, like, he almost lost his marriage.
That's just
job.
So weird.
It's, I don't know, you know? It's for the single dudes, you know,
I mean,
don't do NoFap, because you just, don't do that to yourself, man. Now, if you're in a relationship, you know, maybe don't watch the porn, but. that was such a weird thing to get. You know, this is why I love podcasting, because me and my friends always have interesting conversations that are just like random. Why not record them?
I can tell.
Well, you know, you're gonna be a regular Peyton. You're if not full time.
Oh yeah.
You know you gotta be in
there.
Yeah, Liam's gonna join at some point. Jade's definitely gonna join at some point. Yeah, He's probably not video editing. Yes, he had like a project he wanted me to help him with today, and then it ended up not happening. So let's get into our list. So first, let's talk about the freaking ducks. Holy cow!
Oh god!
I was on those a year ago, and honestly, I don't see how this thing happened. Like, I understand, like, that it filled up with water. I don't see how people didn't get off. It's not hard to get off of that. Was it just, like, maybe it was a sudden surprise?
Well, no. I just found an article saying that the duck boat captain knew the weather report.
Oh, I almost think they're going to shut down after this. What was it, 11 deaths? Or was it 17?
Yeah, I never
it was either 11 or 17. The driver and 17, and then there were 14 survivors. What the fuck?
He discussed life jackets before sinking.
So the captain survived? They can't contact
maybe.
Him. Whoa. No passengers were wearing safety devices. Something went really wrong here, right? Because I remember they went over and over about the safety vest, which the life vest, the Coast Guard requires, and I'm sure. I don't know how it went this wrong. Someone didn't do their job. You know, they shouldn't have been out there, but at the point it got bad, you know, I would have been like, just get off. They were close, but still, I would have at least had life vest on, even if you're close. Like, it's not like the driver has to stop driving. Driver doesn't have to have a life vest. The passengers should. The whole deal is just crazy. He's in charge of the operation. Out. Yeah, they
captain made a reference to the checking the report or weather radar prior, and 11 minutes later, the captain detailed safety precautions and blah blah blah, and then. I guess a few days before that, I don't know if it was days following, something like that, but it was, the captain told the passengers that they wouldn't need life jackets. It's weird.
Well, I know I was watching the news, and they said that, like, how the, what's the place the fucking smoke comes out? The, God, what is that stupid thing called? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I don't know.
The tailpipe, whatever that thing's called. It's a tailpipe. So how it was designed was it was at the front of the boat, but it was underwater level.
That makes sense.
It would fill up with water, and like the safety experts like, this isn't safe, and they kept doing it. Those things were built in the 40s, I believe. They're all from the 40s, and the issue is there's no parts. So honestly, it was just a matter of time before something like this happened. Those boats aren't designed like they're not modern designs. I feel like they would have made a newer version by now. They were military vehicles, but like something equivalent should have been made by now, correct? Wouldn't one assume? I guess we got helicopters.
I don't even know.
Ride the Ducks. They have one in Baltimore, Maryland, Newport, Kentucky, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, San Francisco, California. And then they bought, the Branson one got bought out by Ripley's.
Mm-hmm.
They have an accident in 2015. It was on land. 2010. They were stuck by a barge. Two passengers were killed in 2010, but it got hit by a barge. Wow. So that is crazy. It got hit by a barge. Thunderstorm. They closed. Ride the Ducks announced that the Branson operation would be closed for business pending an investigation, and out of respect to the victim family. I wonder if it'll be a permanent close, because like they have a lot of money there. Like they have a museum and everything.
I wouldn't want to ride on one.
Well, no, I know. I would be too terrified, honestly. Like, it was a fun experience, but it's not something I would want to do again, honestly. Because it's just like, for the little kids, I kind of get it. For me, I was just like, okay, it's like we're on a boat, but it drives. Yay! I do have the quacker thing. Funny story, my dog is scared of it. So if she gets in trouble, we're like, don't make us get the duck. I'll bring in the next podcast. It's hilarious. And it will just blow it, and it makes that quacking noise as she runs off.
That's funny.
Maybe that's why she's scared of it. Because she doesn't want to drown. Oh my god. Okay, maybe that was a little too far.
It could be.
Okay, that's a rough note to start out, isn't it? Just like this fatality crash. There was one in Hot Springs, Arkansas on May 1st, 1999, in which 13 people died.
Huh.
So it was involving a duck boat. Why? I guess that was maybe That was Ripley's, I believe.
Wow.
So, yeah, so they added the recommendations that require passengers to wear life jackets and remove the canopy to allow escape in the event of a sinking. That literally would have solved what happened.
But where did they even go to ride on the boat anyway?
What do you mean?
Like, where did they, like, what part of the water did they go?
So, it's just, like, this small little part of Table Rock Lake. It, like, goes by an island, and you see the Branson Bell. It's really not that far off. The issue was, they thought they were so close, like, they could see the ramp that you go up on. And I think the driver absolutely did not do his job correctly. He should have told them to get off that boat. They would have been better off in the water, in the waves, because they would have had life vests on.
Yeah.
I mean, he was... Yeah. Think about it. He was betting... How many people were on board? Like, 31, 32, 33? He was betting 33 people's lives that he could make it onto that ramp. And the Branson Bell, the showboat, was right there. Yep. So, I don't understand why they didn't get off the boat and get... Like, they should have just jumped off. The driver...
Yeah, not sure on
He didn't
that.
Make the right decision. He's the captain, or the driver or the captain. I think the captain's actually responsible. It's probably why he's not talking. The driver died, unfortunately.
Yep.
The storm came out of nowhere. No, it didn't. No.
No.
Yeah, that's BS. They knew. There's...
Yes, like, they did.
Because they, you're maybe on the water for 10, 15 minutes, I think. It's really not that long. It's that thing is so slow, though. Those ducks are so slow. Oh, it is.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's really just a sad thing, because a lot of people have really good memories of that, and that's ruined now. Now, I mean, if I was a little kid, I wouldn't get on the thing. I'd be like, hell no.
Yep.
I'm not drowning. I wonder... I wonder if it'll permanently be closing, honestly.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
They have the shoreline closed. They're trying to shut it down. They're trying to. There's a petition. Is there a link? I'm going to sign this. Honestly, I don't think it should go on after this.
Yeah.
And, like, what's really sad is they're closed now just to save face.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
They're closing down just to save face. To be like, so they people can't be like, you guys are running off right after... Let's see, Branson. I'm trying to find... It seems to have been removed, actually. Ducks. Yeah, I don't see it. Right.
Yeah.
I
told you
what's... I was just trying to see how many, shut the duck up. Oh, that's just trying to get them to stop doing the quackeries. That's hilarious.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Secured a $17 million settlement.
Ugh.
And that was in Philadelphia when two people were killed. So this, like, obviously this isn't the first time it's happened. At least 43 people have died in duck boat accidents in the United States.
Wow.
That's probably, like, more... There's, like, a drug that less people have died to. That's probably illegal or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's some kind of statistic that's, like... This is illegal, but this isn't.
Yep.
It doesn't say how many people have signed it. I wanted to see, but...
Mm-hmm.
Another portion refers to the vehicles as death traps. Holy cow. They are, kind of. I mean, they weren't designed for what they're being used for.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we should probably get off of this.
Get on to the next thing.
So, the first Overwatch League just ended, which is crazy. I didn't even
realize it ended.
I don't play Overwatch anymore. I didn't realize that was going on.
I don't either.
But I kind of put that in the list just to see, like, holy shit, this Major League Gaming stuff is like this MLG stuff's getting kind of crazy now.
Yeah.
I like it's Overwatch is obviously a big deal. I didn't know Overwatch is as big a deal as it is. I thought it kind of died. CS:GO, the numbers seem to have been going down. I don't know. I
Oh,
used to be
yeah.
interested in competitive CS:GO. I don't know anymore. I can't watch
I don't
it.
even play. I don't play CS:GO or Overwatch at all.
I play CS:GO, but I usually just play deathmatch for fun. A lot of
Yeah.
I think they lost a lot of like publicity and stuff with the whole scandal, the gambling thing with the
Yeah.
like this key sites or the skin sites and whatever. The like you could gamble. I tried it once. I couldn't. I didn't win anything. I lost like $2. I had a friend that literally paid for his car off of that though. Like he was so good. He had like five knives. And he was just giving knives away for free. I wasn't one of those people. If I got a knife, if it was a crappy knife, I would sell. If it was a good knife, heck no, I'm not selling that. I'm gonna be going along the public, the freaking casual matches, being like, suck it, I got a knife.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you spent $100 on that. I'd be like, it was a gift. It's like, but I know Fortnite is thinking about.
I don't even play Fortnite
I
either.
don't anymore either, but the numbers are down a bit, but it's still like a big deal. And I think if any game was to like blow up with MLG, it would be Fortnite
Yeah.
or League of Legends. And my thing with
Oh, yeah.
Fortnite is, I was listening to the HDHC podcast. It was a ninja. He said like for a league to like last with games like Call of Duty and like Halo, it can't happen because they're making so many different games and that spreads out the community because the mechanics are different. With games like League, it never changes. CS:GO, it never changes. They just update it. Fortnite's the same way. My
Yeah.
issue is Fortnite, not an issue, but they have to add stuff to the game, like the new map changes and the new weapons and like I wonder if it's too much, really, to start a league, because it's hard to practice when, like, you never know when they're gonna add something else. It's not consistent enough, because I mean, they only add stuff every new season, but how the competitive season was set up would be really important. Because think about it, you're in the middle of a competitive season, and you're about to go to like Worlds or whatever they would call it, and then they change the map. And then you're screwed. I mean, you got to relearn the game. I guess every team has to, but like it would just mess everything up. But with like CS:GO from Counter-Strike Source or whatever it was before Counter-Strike Global, I didn't play it. It really didn't change. Like it's the same game, just kind of updated mechanics, better hitboxes and better graphics. That's it. Nothing's changed. League, nothing changes. Dota, nothing changes. They do hero stuff, but the map never changes. And if it does, it's like you can still play the original map and there's such like an advance warning. I think it would have to be like they would have to set up a really strict season. And it'd be hard. The issue with Battle Royale is how do you say one person is the best? Like if they win one match, that doesn't mean anything. There's too much. It's random. So they would have to play like so many matches. The issue is then nobody's gonna win that many times over and over. It's just too random. So how would they do it? Like maybe like kill based?
I'm not sure.
Because there's so many things that go into. There's like no. You'd have to do solos. No one cares about duos or teams. Like it's this it's easy. Solos is crazy hard. They would have to have a point system set up. I don't know how they would do it though.
Not sure. Not sure at all.
Sheer wins, I guess sheer wins would be the only way to do it, but you'd have to play like 100 games. Think about that, 100 games of Fortnite in one like tournament. It's
No.
just, and then like, then you run the risk of like two people tying. Then how are you gonna
I
do a
can't even play
tiebreaker?
Fortnite without losing, like, within the first, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, then you got that. What if you just get a bad drop? Like, even Ninja, he gets bad drops sometimes. He drops and tilted, and he gets screwed by some a-hole with a shotgun. He just drops out of nowhere.
Yeah,
Breaks the
exactly.
ceiling. Just like, what's up?
Yep.
Okay, let's move on from over, or let's move on from Fortnite, because Justin's not a big fan
Oh,
of Fortnite.
Fortnite slash Overwatch. Yeah, let's move on.
Both dead games. The YouTube dark mode,
Oh,
which
yeah.
is my favorite thing ever.
I
Honestly,
want this right now.
if there's a useless app, like for just looking at stupid articles, if it has a dark mode, I'm gonna download it. Like
Oh, yeah.
I used to not use the official Twitter client, because it didn't have a good dark mode. It still doesn't have a good dark mode. I just don't use Twitter on my phone anymore. The dark mode's like
I use the YouTube website dark mode for my computer because I love the dark
oh,
mode.
yeah, it doesn't even matter. It's not even AMOLED, but it just looks so much. There needs to be dark mode in every Google online service. Gmail, you can
Exactly.
kind of do it. You can change the background, but like Drive,
Yeah.
Docs, they all need dark modes.
Yeah, I don't even know how you I don't you still I can't turn it on yet. They don't it is it doesn't come out for me yet.
They're like sending it out in small groups on Android.
I wish I would get it right now. I want to see the dark mode myself.
I was looking for an APK. I can't find it. So it's like they're doing
Yeah,
it
but I guess
again.
I'll just have to wait. Hopefully they'll get it out by tomorrow.
I don't think it'll come out by
I'm hoping
tomorrow.
they
I think
will.
it'll be like weeks, honestly.
It probably would be, yeah, but I'm hoping.
That'll they'll do like 6 months. Because Google's
Yeah.
really stuck. iPhone had it before they had AMOLED screens. But we all have AMOLED screens. The Google Pixel
Yeah.
has an AMOLED screen, and they couldn't give us dark mode.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Why does iOS get Android or Google updates first? I don't get it.
I
Because
don't
the
know.
market
I
share
honestly
is
don't know.
smaller. It used to be like I kind of used to get it, but now the market share iOS has is smaller.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
and like Google knows how Android's designed because they put it out. You think it would be like 10 seconds? iOS, you kind of gotta work for it. Google could do
I
whatever the
also
hell they
think there's
want.
I think they I think at some point they are gonna not get rid of Android, but like create a new thing to replace Android, but it'll be later in the future. It'll be called I don't even know what it's called,
Are you
Google.
talking about, yeah, their new OS? I don't think it'll replace Android.
I heard that it might. It's just I don't know. It's called I think it's called Google Fuchsia, or whatever the frick it is.
I was
Yeah,
listening to
that's what it is.
Birchcast, and they like found an article that said it's, or they were talking about like it's basically just a way to distract programmers. Like it's just kind of like arts and crafts, you get what I'm saying? I don't think it, I honestly, I think it's not actually gonna turn into anything. It's just them wanting to distract their programmers so they don't leave. I
Oh,
don't think
yeah.
Google is ready to replace Chrome OS or Android. I
Yeah, I
think they're
don't think
gonna
they are.
merge them. I don't think they want to replace them though.
Yep.
Because what, the no new OS in the mobile market's ever been able to take control. Like, there's been a few. Like, BlackBerry tried to put out their new one, didn't work. Windows tried to put out their new one, didn't work.
Yeah.
There's another one. Oh, what is Tizen? Samsung wanted
Oh,
Tizen.
Tizen.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Tizen's actually going to be on the. I think it may be. I don't know if it's already on the watches now, but it will be on the next watch. I don't know if it's because I know it's going to be on their watches. It's already
No,
been on the
Tizen's
watches
already
before.
on their watches. Actually, it's turning around. Their next watch is gonna be a, what are they calling it now? Google
I don't even know.
Wear OS. They're calling it Wear OS. I have a Wear OS watch. They used to be called Android Wear, but they've changed it to Wear OS so it can work. Like it kind of works with iPhone. Like the name, it doesn't work with iPhone. The app has to be open to use it. So the
That's
app,
dumb.
like it doesn't have to be on the screen at that time, but it has to be open in the background, and
I
it
mean, usually
eats
Wear OS watches are
batteries.
cheaper too.
Well, yeah. But it eats battery. The thing with the Android watches, why they haven't like blown up, partially because Google doesn't advertise them like at all.
Yeah.
The app support's okay, but like The hardware quality, for the most part, is just shit. It's awful.
Oh, yeah,
The chips are ancient. The chip that's in the newer ones coming out is the same chip that's in my Huawei Watch Series 1. It's the same chip. It's one of Qualcomm's. I could Google it if I care. It doesn't really matter because it's slow. Like it at some point they need to replace the hardware. The screens are nice, you know, they're AMOLEDs, but it's slow and it really doesn't do that much. Like my mom has a Apple Watch and she really doesn't use it all that much, but there's so many first party apps that it's okay. Like, I think Apple's health app is so much better. Google Health sucks on Google Wear. I want the circles, okay? I want the Apple Watch circles. You know what I'm talking about, where you fill the circles? I want that on my watch. And there's, like, ways to do it, but they're really janky, and they use your battery. I want official support from Google that doesn't copy it, but kind of copies it. You know, like, it's like...
So, like, when you unlock the watch, how all those circles are there?
Yeah, well, with my watch, it's AMOLED, so you can have the always on. So as long as the always on, I would love that. Literally, it's not, I work out, you know, and like, I don't think it's actually that accurate. I just want to fill those circles, man. Like, it's just, it's something to do. I'm sitting there in class, I'm like, crap, I haven't got enough walking. Well, I better go get a Kleenex. Come on, I can fill a freaking circle. Like, it's just something to do. I could look at it and be like, oh, I'm halfway there. It's like a game. It, like, gamifies it out. And then, like, I wish, I almost want a feature like the Apple Watch has that tells you to get up. I want that.
Oh, yeah.
Just so I can bitch about it on Twitter. Like, I just want to be able to complain. Be like, oh, my watch wants me to stand up. I want that.
Yeah.
And Google won't give me that. They've been lazy with Wear OS. There's no
Google's. There's certain things that Google isn't good at, like their Chrome. They're redoing the Chrome design. It looks okay. I just updated my Chrome a minute ago to see the new update.
Wait, can I get that?
Yeah, you can. You have to change some setting. It changed like one setting, and I don't know if you're on 6.0 or 68 yet, version 68. You may have to check.
I'm gonna Google that. But yeah, continue.
But your freaking thing looks so odd. Like, the thing to create a new tab is on the left corner.
I don't know. I like material design, so I think I'm gonna like it.
Well, let me. I had the website. Oh, here it is. I had the website right here.
I found it. But thank you.
Yeah. So I had to enable it like it says. Then I didn't. I was like, what the heck? It's not doing anything. Then I had to go update my Chrome to 68.
So,
I didn't even realize this isn't sure the latest version of Chrome installed. I'm an idiot.
But, like, I like material design. I know Google, it didn't work. Why didn't it work? Fuck. I know Google, just redesigned, or they just put out a new podcast app that's, decent.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I use Pocket Cast because I bought it on sale. So... Mm-hmm. It's like it doesn't matter that much to me, but I mean, it's nice because Apple has, like, they have an official podcast app, so why don't we, you know? How do I update my Chrome?
I don't know. I had to go manually update my Chrome. It wouldn't go up to 68 for whatever reason.
Okay, I'll download it. But I think it's cool that Google's putting out new apps. They did their messaging platform, the Allo. I used that for a few weeks, got sick of it. I think Duo's good.
Yeah.
The video chat. It's not as good as iMessage.
Never used it, but yeah.
It's not as good as like FaceTime, but it's good. Allo, I don't know. I just like no one would use it. None of my girlfriend would use it. I got her to use it. She hated it. She absolutely hated it. So I was just like,
I don't even know what Allo is anyway.
It's Allo. It's just, it was them trying to cover up how crap Hangouts was.
All right, one second.
Well, there went Peyton's mic. Rip Peyton. But it was them trying to cover up how bad Hangouts was. And it was a good messaging platform. And it was an attempt to replace iMessage. It didn't. It wasn't good enough because it was a third-party app and you couldn't send text messages through it. You couldn't access it on desktop back then. They added it later. But you couldn't send your SMS with it. And I thought that was the stupidest thing ever. That ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, the Peyton decided to come back.
My dad called me. I guess it's my last time. Just like my sister will be here last Sunday anyway, and they want me to play a game with her and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to right now. No, we're talking about Google, man. Get out
exactly.
Of here. Get out of here. What? I just downloaded Chrome. What do you mean?
Did it not update?
No, wait, it didn't update. Let me relaunch it. Yeah, it didn't update. What the hell?
That's weird. Mine, I just went to the settings and then went to the about, or looked at the three buttons and then the about Google Chrome, and then it started updating automatically. And I just asked me to restart Google anyway.
The three dots, Chrome. And then go to what?
Go to the three dots and then go to help and then click about Google Chrome, and then it should say checking for updates, and it should update. Okay. Or download an update.
Okay, it finished updating, so it's relaunching. I want to see this.
You want to see the design?
Yeah, I want to see this because I like what they're doing with the redesign.
It looks nice, but it's just a new tab button. It's such a weird spot.
It's
the left corner.
Okay, let's see this. It won't change.
That's odd. Okay. What are you on version 68?
Yeah, 0.0.3440.75.
Okay, so hold on. Did you go to the? You have to make sure you type this into Chrome. Did you go to this?
Yeah, I went to that and I selected the material design and it didn't do anything.
Did you actually select refresh? It's a change from default to refresh. Yeah,
the material design and the rest of the browser's native UI, and I hit enabled.
Hold on, let me see here.
Yeah, come on, Google, you're ruining my damn podcast. It's definitely not because
of it's just called refresh. That's odd.
It says relaunch now.
Try relaunching and see what happens.
I've done that like three times. This is the last time. I'll figure it out later. Wait.
All right.
Wait. UI layout for browsers top Chrome. Oh, that's like for different.
Yeah, that's what you have to change. You change that to refresh.
Refresh?
UI? Yeah, change it to refresh.
Okay.
Then that's when it switches over material design.
Why is that so hard? What?
I don't know.
Actually, I kind of like it.
It looks good, but then at the same time, it just looks weird because the one thing I don't like, it looks great, except the new tab button.
I like where the new tab button is. My issue is my theme looks like crap, so I gotta find a new theme. Let's get off of it. Let's talk about. I was gonna say something. Oh, have you seen everything coming up with the Android messages? Like Google's going after RCS?
No, I have not. Actually.
Okay, so RCS is basically Google's version of iMessage, and it's the best thing ever because it works on any device. RCS, if your network gets it. It's amazing. Full quality photos I can already send.
Oh, the Android Messages app?
Yeah. Well, Samsung has it, but I think the Android Messages app is going to be the best way because it's going to have red receipts. Like you can
but see once ours already have it, but you can't do it like with everybody. You can only do Samsung.
Because your network has to have it enabled.
You can also text from your computer, which would be great.
Yeah, I have that. It's great for when you're like doing stuff on your computer, but other than that, like I used to leave it pulled up all the time, and then I started traveling, so I haven't used it recently, but when I'm editing this, I'll definitely have it up. It's just nice to not have to pick up my phone because I type faster on my keyboard anyways.
Oh yeah. I do too.
I love Google. I'm truly a Google fanboy. I hate my Samsung device. I will never buy a Samsung device again. I'm sorry, Samsung, but like I want that stock Android. I hate having two browsers, two messaging things, two calendars, two contacts. I don't have two contacts. I use Samsung's contacts because they fixed it where it works with Google. I want everything Google because how I see it.
Oh, yeah.
Google, I don't need privacy because Google already knows everything about me.
When do they know it?
Yeah, I don't really care that Google knows everything about me. What are they gonna do? Sell me stuff? Like, I could care less.
Yeah.
I could honestly care less. It's whatever, man. Mm-hmm. Just let them do it. I'm gonna get
I wanna try the texting from the web.
Yeah, you just gotta scan the code. It's super simple. But
Open messages on your phone.
Thing for like
messages listening. For web. Scan QR code.
Yeah.
I didn't even put the QR code on my phone's camera completely. And you get it automatically. Yeah,
it's super. It's Google. Google is the best. Google Docs is amazing. Don't use Microsoft Office. Don't buy Microsoft Office. It's awful. Use Google's. Microsoft is anti-consumer. Not as much as Google sometimes, but I think Google's better. If Chrome OS ran everything, I would use it. I would ditch Windows 10.
Oh, did that send?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it sent.
Okay, I couldn't tell because it took forever to send.
It sent. Okay, let's go.
Enable dark theme, yes.
Let's go on to the next thing. So, you remember No Man's Sky, the game that everyone wanted to hate on because it turned out being like awful. I bought it. It on sale for $5, I think it was, and it's sitting on my PS4, and I need to update it because of the new update. It changed the game. It's called No Man's Sky Next. It added modes of what they said they were gonna do originally. And there's only one thing I won't get to try is multiplayer, because I won't pay for PlayStation Plus, and I'm not rebuying the game.
Uh-huh.
But like, it's supposedly it's a crazy update. Like, it adds all kinds of stuff. I'm excited, because the game was fun for about 4 hours, and then I got bored. I honestly just got bored. I even streamed it, and it wasn't interesting then. It was a boring game to stream, so I didn't play it much. It added a lot, though, and this is good because they straight up lied to our faces. The hype machine was real with this game, and then it turned it up being crap. Turned it. It's not a word. I'm glad, and one other thing is they could have charged for this DLC, and they did. That's Hello Games is okay in my mind now. They're trying at least. They made a mistake. They didn't charge. So it's great. It adds all kinds of new gameplay elements, and it's free. So,
Yep.
Okay, so Peyton added something finally. I don't know when he did it.
Oh, yeah, I added one thing. That's just, even though it's not Android or anything like that, it's something that should come up as something because...
I agree. I have another thing to add, and
even though it's not like a real news, it's just a report. It's like a leak type thing. It's not actually. We don't know if this is true yet, but it's something that could actually happen. Like most things, from 9 to 5 Mac, usually sometimes most of their stuff is right.
Yeah, they're leaking.
I bet this is gonna happen.
What's on The Verge? The Verge is like my favorite site ever. Yeah. So a new report claims that the next iPad Pros might shrink and lose their headphone jacks. So,
which would suck.
Is it gonna be a smaller screen or is it bezels?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Both, I'm hoping it's not screen.
I'm sure both actually.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me. I'm all for smaller bezels. The headphone jack though on the iPad, really?
Seriously?
I think that's.
This is the one thing I like about having a Samsung phone is that They've kept the headphone jack this whole time. Most phone manufacturers are removing it now.
The issue is Samsung keeps making one of them. And when Samsung finally removes it, that's going to come back to haunt. They will. I don't think... the next few years, they will. I don't use wired headphones. I don't like them. But I like the choice, you know? Like, if my wireless are dead, plug it in.
I use them because what I can do is I have a program on my computer that allows... anything I plug into the microphone jack to be played back to my headphones and to Discord and like that. So I use a cable to do that. But once that happens, I can't do it because I wouldn't be able to have a headphone or I wouldn't be able to have a jack on my phone to do it because Bluetooth won't work with my computer.
You could buy a dongle.
I'm not buying a Dongle.
I find it funny. I don't. It was a YouTube video I was watching. This guy, like, he was critiquing a video complaining about the lack of headphone jack. And he's like, you could just wirelessly charge it and listen to music at the same time without a dongle. I'm like, you know what happens when you wirelessly charge a phone? You set it down on a pad and it sits.
I found this funny video.
The funny video? We don't really have
I'm gonna send it to you just so you can see it later. It's funny. It's about a dongle.
Well, I can play it. It's just there will.
If my thing
is it visual heavy? If it's audio heavy, I can play it.
No, it's not. It's hold on, let it load.
A few people actually like doing this, I might do a video element to it. But I haven't decided yet fully. For now, I'm just gonna do audio though. But what was I saying?
Okay, here you go.
That was so loud. Why was that so loud?
I don't know. I heard it. I heard it too.
That scared me so much. Oh my god. The iPad needs it though. The iPad needs headphone jack.
Yep.
Because my mom uses the iPad, and she's not gonna start using Bluetooth headphones.
I would, even though I use in general. I use wired earbuds just because I don't want to buy wireless.
I have a pair. If your earbuds ever go out, buy the ones I have. They're wireless, $35. They're great. I can't use wired headphones anymore. It just bothers me, but I still want people to have the choice because I know they're expensive. Yeah. Like Becca, she used to hate wireless, and I had to deal with that, but now she's kind of getting on board. Mostly because her audio jack and her phone is like, it just sucks because it's an iPhone, you know? You know what? I know how to make this podcast long. Did you hear Becca's story about when we went to the Apple store? Have I told you this?
No.
Okay, let me drink some water. So I'm going to end it off. I was going to bring up PewDiePie. I don't want to go into it, though. Yeah, what PewDiePie did was kind of effed up, but...
I'm not
even
going to go into that.
Demi Lovato, it was Demi Lovato, wasn't it? Okay, so... I guess it was a month or two ago. We took Becca's iPhone 6 to the Apple store to get the $30... battery replacement, because the battery was like at 40% of its original capacity. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. I mean, it died in like 20 minutes. Standby. If you were using it, it was like 2. You would constantly have to plug it. So we take it and we get there and they're like, oh, it's bent. And they're like, we can go ahead and do it though. And if we break it, there's like a fee. You gotta pay for a new phone, which is stupid, and this isn't where it gets juicy. They do it, we pay the $30, we leave. Okay, everything's fine. And I didn't know this at the time, but Becca started, like, she would be using her touchscreen, and it would make a noise, like the screen wasn't connected properly, and I didn't know about it, so I couldn't really help. And, a few weeks later, and she calls me, in the morning, like, because I go to bed super early. She was up all night, I guess. She calls me in the morning. She's like, my phone screen is absolutely destroyed. She sends me texts, and then she calls me. I don't really want to read out the texts because they were really confusing. She's like, my phone screen's destroyed. I'm like, why did you drop your phone? She's like, I didn't. I was pushing it back in. I'm like, what do you mean? So what happened was her screen had popped out in the corner, the front of her screen. Oh. And she did the stupid thing I did with my phone when mine popped open. She pushed it back in and shattered the whole screen. Absolutely shattered the screen. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, let's think about this. So I start doing a bunch of research. And the Bingate thing is something Apple knows about. But it shouldn't have happened like this. Because the phone had been bent for forever. It's an iPhone 6. Mm-hmm. My family's been using it for ages. And it'd never been an issue. It was only after the repairs. So we're like, oh, okay. So we're like, okay, we'll just go to the Apple store. You know, they made a mistake. Or they'll fix it or they'll give us the discount. You know, we were going to pay just a discounted price, like maybe $50 for a new screen, which is ridiculous. But I didn't want to replace it because it's Becca's phone and I don't want that to be broken. So we go to the Apple Store. We get the appointment and everything. What's like, I gotta get more water. I'm super tired. And it's all cool until we get in there and we get with the Genius Bar guy. The first guy was super nice. He was super helpful, and he's just like, this shouldn't have happened when we did the repair. It shouldn't have affected the screen at all. And Becca's like, okay, well, this is kind of ridiculous. And he's like, there's really nothing I could do. And we're like, this is stupid. They wanted to charge us like $250 or $300 for a new iPhone 6. Which is stupid. I don't know.
That's about the same price of just the phone in general. It's old.
Yeah, it would have been a refurb, you know? But I'm like, I'm not going to give
out. If it would have been like $100 or less, you probably would have been fine with it if it was $100 or less.
Well, we just wanted the screen replaced. We didn't want a new phone. She just wanted her screen to work. She didn't want her screen to cut her every time she used it. Apple made a mistake. And we leave because she's like all angry about it. I'm like, let's just go. This is stupid. So I call my dad. And you don't really know my dad, but my dad's scary. And he's pissed.
I've never met him, because I don't know.
We had paid $30 to get a new battery. And we expect them to do a good job in the repair. They didn't give us any issues. So he's like, go back and call for the manager. So I give the phone to Becca, because at this point, I don't know what's going on, because I didn't use the phone. So I just let Becca kind of explain it, because I didn't know the full story. And so we get the manager, and the first manager, oh my god, he's so rude. He's horribly rude. He
I would be surprised.
He's rude when he comes up. He just keeps repeating, like, we can't help you. This wasn't our mistake. He's like, the point of impact couldn't have... her thumb... He was basically saying her thumb couldn't have done that to the screen. And I'm like, if my thumb could have cracked my Gorilla Glass 5 or 3 or whatever it is on my phone, her thumb can crack the cheap-ass iPhone screen. It takes nothing. Yeah. I could break that phone. And he's like, the phone was bent before it came in, so we can't help you. We're like... Well, that had nothing to do with it. And he's like, we could take it back there. You're gonna have to pay like $150 for a new screen. But then the phone might not work after. And if it doesn't work, you'll have to pay for the screen and a new phone.
That's stupid.
It gets so much better. So he starts basically calling her a liar. Okay, and she's on the phone with my dad, and she's trying to get the guy to take the phone. He won't take the phone. He's like, I can't do that. I can't do that. He can come here. So he wanted my dad to leave work to come here to deal with him. He wouldn't take the phone from Becca, because my dad would have fixed it instantly. He would have screamed the dude out, and we would have walked out of there with, like, iPhone 10s, okay? Like, he wouldn't have took it. But the dude knew we were younger, so he could get away with it, and he wouldn't take the phone.
Oh, yeah.
So Becca's like, get another manager over here, because my dad's pissed at this point. He's about to leave work. He didn't end up doing it. And then the other manager he keeps repeating himself, and he's like, he's got a really harsh tone. He's raising his voice. Becca starts crying. And there's nothing I can do but just sit here and just watch, because they won't listen to me. They say the same thing to me, and we're done. We just walk out. We get their names, we walk out, we call my dad, explain it. My dad calls corporate. I don't know how he got to corporate.
That's odd.
End up, Becca got a new iPhone 6 from Apple. We sent in her phone. She got a brand new one. I tried to get a 6S, but, you know, they wouldn't. And the PR lady basically implied that they would be dealt with very seriously. This I was not a fan of Apple before. The one thing Apple had before this was that they would back up their products and they would fix them. After this, it's ruined.
Yeah.
I will never go back in that Apple store, because I know the managers will treat me like absolute shit. And they'll treat Becca like shit. We've paid, I'm like, you know how much money we've given to this company? I'm like, I just bought a new iPhone X, and I don't even want to get my mom's phone fixed in there. Like, I would rather just pay the extra fee to send it to Apple in California or go to Oklahoma City, because the Tulsa store is awful.
And
I go home and I go to write a review, because I'm a I'm a reviewer on Google. I'm verified and everything.
Oh, so yeah.
I review bathrooms. We'll talk about that on another stream.
Oh,
and I go to do this to give them one star. I'm not the only one. Supposedly, Apple has screwed so many people out at this location. If you want to look at the reviews,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm
actually just now pull up the reviews and looking at them right now.
I'm towards the top. It's just HE. I'm in the
Are you a local guide also?
Yeah, I am a local guide.
I am too. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I had to move a store. Like, I had to move Canes and Owosso. They had it in the middle of a street. I moved it, and I got it verified. And they, like, sent me this email, and everything was great.
But yeah, I'm with it, too.
Apple truly just, like, I don't know if it was a corporate thing. It has a 2.9 average review. It says I'm the top on mine. It might not say that on yours.
Yeah, you had to scroll down. I just scrolled down just a little bit, not a whole lot.
Yeah, let's hit that thumbs up. But it was, I don't know if it was a corporate thing where they just screw their customers up at that level, or if this store just screws their customers. And the dude across from me, to add to this story, dude across from me, so I didn't really talk to him, but I got the basic gist of his story. It was a few months ago. He, like maybe six at max. He bought a refurbished iPhone 8 Plus or 7S, 7, blah, 7 Plus from them, refurbished in the store. And
oh, wait, were none of the managers actually?
So we called in. Originally, it was misunderstood that they were, that they might not be managers, but they ended up being managers, but I hope they're not no longer managers. She heavily implied that they will no longer be managers. I hope they get fired. They need to lose their job. It was awful. And the guy across from me, this was a corporate thing. This wasn't their manager. He bought the phone, and nothing was wrong with it. I don't remember exactly what stopped working. I think it was the screen. Uh-huh. It stopped working. Straight up stopped working. And guess when it was? Mm-hmm. Few weeks after his warranty ended on the refurbished phone. It's like 3 months, I think.
That's always great.
It's 90 days. A few weeks. And he's like, my whole business runs off this. And they're like, it'll be a $350 charge to buy a new one. He's like, this is bullshit. Because it is. I mean, he bought a refurbished phone. They won't fix it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fix it. They said it was something they couldn't repair, so he had to buy a new phone, or he didn't have a phone. He's like, my business is ran off of this. He walked out. Like, I hope he that was like an experience where he might not buy Apple again.
Mm.
People will change their preferences after these kind of bad experiences. Becca will keep using Apple because Becca's Becca, okay? Let's be honest. I love Becca to death, but she's like, she's not the smartest when it comes to the technology. She enjoys her iPhone, whatever she wants. You know, my mom's the same way. Like, my mom, she likes her iPhone, you know? But I will never buy an iPhone again. And I was to the point where after this phone, I might have gone for an iPhone. Just because I like the iMessage, and Becca had an iPhone now, I won't now. They lost me as a customer. The $1,000 I would have spent on a brand new phone is gone. And then whatever I would have spent on Apple Music, I wouldn't have paid for that shit. Apple Music. Screw that. They're gone. And all my respect for that store is gone. Lady at Corporate was super nice. Someone got to us at Twitter was super nice, but that store's gone, and that severely hurt Apple's brand image.
Yeah.
Me, Becca's eyes, my entire family's eyes, and hopefully everyone that listens to this eyes. Apple is not your friend. They're a money hungry company. I mean, they're the richest company on the planet. They still want more money. It's like with the plan, the battery thing, where they were slowing down the phones for the batteries. I understand why they did that fully, and I'm glad they did it. But there should have been an option, and they should have told us. You know why they didn't? Because they were making a shit ton of money off of it. People would be like, "Oh, my phone's slow. I'll just go buy a new iPhone."
That's why they did it.
That's why they didn't do it. It's despicable. truly
despicable. That's what my parents kept saying, software updates for Samsung have been due. I'm like, I doubt that. It's just the phone's getting old.
Well, yeah, the software. I have a new battery in my phone since it basically exploded, and it's like using a brand new phone. It's amazing. My phone lasts all day. I couldn't say that before, but. Like, Apple, you knew they were just sitting there like, oh, we're making so much money off of this.
You
like,
do bathroom reviews. That's just so weird.
It's great, though. I'm actually like, we'll talk about this another time. But
you did North Carolina. Oh, my God.
You know what my favorite bathroom is? Canes and Owosso.
Is it really?
Yes. It's okay. So it's a single bathroom. I'm just going to explain this. I'm going to explain a couple of bathrooms. It's weird, I know, but it's my thing, you know? I use the bathroom all the time. I have a bladder issue, so I'm used to it. It's a single bathroom. It smells amazing. It smells like bubble gum in there. It's the air conditioning is always freezing cold. That's a personal preference. I like it freezing cold in my bathroom. It's single bathroom. It's perfectly clean all the time. I've never seen it dirty, and I go to Canes at least once a week. It's a comfortable experience. They got a in the men's, they got a urinal and a toilet to sit down.
Oh, okay.
For one person, it's like you're the king in there, you know. Like, and then last night I went to El Fagan in Owosso. And they just redid their bathrooms. They're amazing. They're brand new. Like they look a week old. They're like not the best bathrooms. It's too hot in there, and it's a little too small. The tile's perfectly clean. It doesn't look like shit stains everywhere. There wasn't paper towels everywhere. It was a great experience.
What's up with the two North Koreans?
Oh my God. We'll talk about that another time. Read those, and like, there's people that ask questions to me about North Korean buildings, and I give them the most sarcastic ass answers ever. Like,
there's three of them.
I know. That was done in my first hour. We just didn't have anything to do. I will say, I'll tell another funny story so we can get over that hour mark. So the boys' bathrooms in high school, maybe it's just Owosso. Oh my God. It's like every time I walk in there, I want to throw up. There's one bathroom.
Oh, sometimes ours are like that, but we have like, well, how many? 1, 2, 3.
I have like 20 bathrooms in my building.
5 sets of bathrooms, I think, overall.
Yeah, we have so many.
Wait, no, 6. Technically 6. 6 sets overall.
Yeah, but like, they're either smoking in there. I don't really care if you smoke in the bathrooms. Just don't get me in trouble. But, like, I walk in the bathroom after my math class, and it looks like shit on the wall. Honestly, it does. It's just all over the wall. They've written in it. It turns out to be cinnamon apples, like, just thrown on the wall. And, like, the bathrooms, they throw their plates at the mirrors, like their ketchup. Oh. It's like a pigsty in there. Why are men so disgusting?
I honestly don't know.
It's like there's pee everywhere. You know, when I was a kid, I had sisters. You know what they made me do? Sit when I pee.
No.
They made me sit. I had to sit when I peed, and... Okay, I did. They made me do it. I think, honestly, it's the polite... In some cases, it's the polite thing to do. If you're at someone else's house, you should sit when you pee. Because then there's...
It's just such an odd conversation.
It's a podcast. Who cares? It's the What Even podcast. Think about it. It works perfect. Yeah, that's true. But, like, if you go to someone's house, you should sit when you pee.
Yeah.
Would you not agree? Like, if you're... Like, maybe you're going over... To, you know, bang your girlfriend. It's like, God, that's an awful example. No. Don't do that. Actually, it's not. Maybe you're going over to meet your girlfriend's parents to bang her after. You should sit when you pee.
Why?
Why?
Ugh, why? God.
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
Okay. Well, you can't go off on tangents. Our volume is not equal, and that's probably an issue. But. You know, it's cleaner, and
oh, well.
You could sit there and watch YouTube. If you want to, oh, you can't watch YouTube. If you get comfy, and you could just stay in there for 4 hours. You could be like me when I get out of the shower in the mornings. I don't want to go to school. You know what I do? I sit down on my rug, butt ass naked, and watch YouTube. Freezing cold because I take cold showers and I do it. I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to shave. I don't want to brush my teeth. I don't want to get dressed. I don't want to make my bed. I just want to watch YouTube. I want to watch the Onion make fun of like school shooters. Like just.
Oh my Lord.
Oh God, we're not starting. The Onion's great. You should check out the Onion. But I do weird things in the bathroom. I don't sit when I pee most of the time. I do sometimes though. If I'm visiting someone's house, I'll do it. At school bathrooms, I do it because there's one reason. They're usually nastier. If you can find one clean stall, I do it. Because when you go pee in the urinals at the school bathroom, people look at you. And that is so weird. I don't, and like, I've seen kids like look over at other dudes peeing, and I don't want that. And then I walk in there sometimes, and there's a kid at the urinal, not only with his pants down past his buttocks, okay, all the way down to his feet, and maybe he has like a mental disability, and that's it's understandable. But I know for a fact, this kid doesn't. This kid does not. He is doing it to make you uncomfortable. Like that's the only reason. And then I was this last story. We're over the hour mark. I walked into that same bathroom after math. It's always filthy. I walk in and I am just met. I'm not looking like for this. I met with a man. He's maybe 17, walking across the bathroom with his junk out for everyone to see. Not only that, it's dripping. It is dripping all over the bathroom. And I run out. I run out like a child, and I go tell my friends, and then we all walk in there together, holding hands, not only hands. I don't want to get, you know, I was scared. Honestly, I was traumatized. I should be, the school should reimburse me for this traumatization. They should. That was a great way to end the podcast, honestly. I think
Oh, yes, it was.
this is gonna wrap the first week. You know, if you want to leave us a good review, that'd be great because, you know, no one might listen to this. I don't even think Peyton's gonna listen to this. You don't want to hear yourself
I
talk.
probably won't.
Yeah,
Maybe
I
I will. I don't.
won't. So, you know, leave us a good review. I have
I don't
to.
like hearing my own
Yeah,
voice.
I think podcasts are great though. Like, truly.
Yeah.
Like
We should do
HGTV.
something like the WAN show every other week, though.
Yeah, no, we should. I plan on doing this every week, actually.
Well,
Every
no, something
single.
like the WAN show or video live streaming.
Eventually, if I feel like there's enough people watching, I might, or not watching, listening. But you know, and
Yeah.
if you think this is awful, listen to the H3H3 podcast. Great podcast.
Wait, which podcast?
H3H3 podcast.
Oh.
You don't listen to that? You know who
No,
H3H3
I
is,
don't listen
right?
to any podcasts.
You okay, I you should listen to podcasts. Get a podcast app. H3H3, you know who that is. He's a YouTuber. He's podcast, he's switched to it full time. Best podcast ever. It's
I've never
ridiculous.
seen his podcast, but I'll start looking at them.
Oh, he has the his highlight channels, his highlight channel on YouTube. If you don't really want to listen to the full thing, watch that. It's hilarious. They do like everything. Truly. I mean they It's he has like all kinds of guests and stuff. You know, I'm not famous or rich, so I can't have like Ninja, but you know, I can have my friends and we can just chill and talk. And if no one listens to it, I'll put it out anyways, you know. And if people listen to it, they do, you know. But screw Twitch streaming. See you guys next time.